from the campus of New Hope Christian College, welcome to Words of New Hope.
I mean, if I said Canton, Ohio, that's the home of the Hall of Fame of what? Yes, football. Here's an easy one, country music. Nashville, Tennessee, that's right. Cooperstown, New York is the home of the Hall of Fame of baseball. Heaven's Hall of Fame, Hebrews 11. That's where men and women end up, where they know what God's asked them to do, and they give their life to it.
Aloha, and welcome to Words of New Hope, coming your way from New Hope Christian Fellowship in Honolulu, pastored by Dr. Wayne Cordero. When we left off yesterday, Pastor Wayne was just about to give us a list of five principles he has adopted for his life that guide every decision he makes. Today, we'll learn to make a list of our own priorities. Here is Pastor Wayne with the conclusion of the message, finding freedom and rest in what's most important.
So the first thing is find out, decide what will not change, and it's not for sale. They're not up for a vote because they've already been voted on. You'll notice in your notes there's five lines there. There are five things that I put down in my life that are not up for sale. And I'm going to emphasize, and I have been emphasizing, and this has helped me so very much. And I want to give you what my five non-negotiables are. What are the five things that are not up for a vote because they've been already voted on. Now, this message is going to come with homework. Homework. Because I want you to put your five things down of this season, what the Lord is saying to you must be a no vote item. Five things that are non-negotiables. Five things that you need to integrate into your life so that when push comes to shove, you say, that's not for sale. Sorry, doesn't matter. Nope, it's not up for a vote. Nope. Next, nope, that's not up for a vote. You need to know what they are. Because if you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything. Here are my five. The first is this, and you can write mine down, but really, I want you to write your own down. So you can write mine down as an example. Now, the first thing is this. The first is a close and growing relationship with Christ. Now, these things I am tenacious about. Even though I have problems or struggle with them, I will be tenacious as the day is long with these. I am going to be someone who has a close and growing relationship with Christ. It doesn't matter what happens. Even when there are seasons where I don't understand why God is doing this, I will stay close and I will keep my relationship growing with Him. It does not matter. This is not up for a vote. I'm not going to throw it out. I'm not going to jettison this thing. I'm staying with it. Because watch this. Let's say you're growing in the Lord and some event takes place, like an accident or whatever. Bang! And at this point, you say, I don't know why God did that. I don't understand it. So I'm not really going to walk with Him. You marginalize yourself from God. Because if He's going to do that, I'm not just going to do stuff with Him. I'm not going to church. I'm just going to stay away from Him. Now, 5-10 years goes by. And then right here, God does something in your life and reveals why this happened. And then you say, oh, that's why. Lord, I'm so sorry. And boom, you start to walk with the Lord again. Now, watch this. You see this portion of your life here? You wasted it. It's hollow. Because you marginalize yourself from God. It's a wasted era of 10 years. We only have one life to live on this earth for Christ. You can't afford to throw away an era like that. So, watch this. I established that, and that's not up for a vote. So I'm walking with Christ, and bang, something happens. I don't understand God, but I'm still going to be close to Him. I don't understand why that happened, but I'm going to grow in Christ. I don't know why this is happening, Lord, but I still love You, and I honor You. Now, 10 years goes by, and He reveals something to me. I say, oh, that's why. Thank You, Lord. And I keep going without a hitch. Guess what? This is gold. You understand? This is gold. You've learned how to walk by faith without throwing your faith out, because my faith in Christ is not for sale. Even an event or an accident isn't enough to buy my faith, because it's not for sale. See, the enemy knows what your price is. It may not be money. It might be an accident. It might be something that's a setback, a financial setback. It could be someone bilking you. Someone messing you up, but there's a price. And if you put it up for sale, if you're on the auction block, you can smell slaves. It's time for us to be free. Number one, it's a close and growing relationship with Christ. And the second is a genuine marriage and close family. A genuine marriage and a close family. Not a fake marriage, not one that just looks good on the outside, clear to the core. And a family, not just a family that's close. So it tells me what I need to do as a dad, to corral them in, to bring them in. And whatever investment I need to make, whatever time I have to invest, and will there be pushback? Sure. Will there be speed bumps? Sure. But let me tell you, in these five things, I'm going to be tenacious. And the third thing is a healthy ministry that resources other leaders. A healthy ministry. And I'm just giving you my examples now. A healthy ministry, not a perfect ministry. There's flat spots in this church. Not the biggest ministry, but a healthy one that pleases God and one that resources other leaders. Because when God does good things in our midst, I don't want to keep it to ourselves. I want to share it, because if we're going to do what God's asked us to do, we need every church possible doing well, not just one. And so it has to overflow, and that's why I go out and speak with other pastors and help as best I can. And by the way, thank you for your patience to allow me to do that, because a part of what I feel is the DNA of this church is to be able to help other churches as best we can, because I believe when the tide rises, all the boats should rise, not just one. And then number four, staying physically healthy with a creative soul. Staying physically healthy with a creative soul. So to keep myself healthy is very, very important, because once that goes down, then everything follows suit. But also to have some kind of outlet that's creative. So if there's a pressure of ministry, I do my music, or I'll have some hobbies or some sports, but you've got to have creative outlets. I write books, something to have a creative outlet. And especially if you're in a vocation, and if you're in a career, or if you're a student under pressure, you better have some creative outlets. David did, although he was one of the most elite guerrilla militia experts in the world, he wrote poetry. Think of this Rambo guy writing poetry. He had to have a creative outlet, and God loved that so much, he called those Psalms. You need to have some creative outlet. Now listen, if you're under stress as a businessman, businesswoman, student, a mother, and you don't have a creative outlet, you will get weird. That's true. You will come weird. Because if you don't have a creative, healthy outlet, you're going to have an unhealthy, weird outlet. Mark my words. So you need to have a creative portion of your soul that's able to express itself in appropriate ways. And then finally, time to enjoy life with family and friends. Time to enjoy life with family and friends. If you get so caught up in work and life, you'll find you'll turn around one day, life has passed you by, everybody's grown up, and you've forgotten how to laugh. There's an old rabbinical saying that goes like this: one day God will hold us accountable for all the things that He created for us to enjoy, but we refused to do so. God's created a beautiful earth. Take time to enjoy it with family and friends. Now, these five things, I am tenacious about. I know what I need to invest in, and I write them down and I go for it. It's sort of like this. Let's say you have an orchard of 100 trees. Now, your survival depends on you harvesting the fruit and getting juice out of these trees. That's your resource. That's your survival, all right? Now, let's say someone comes into your orchard and marks five trees. And he says to you, you better take good care of these five trees. Because although you have 100, I need to tell you that these are the fruit-bearing trees that I put a mark on. The rest are ornamental. They will have flowers and they'll have leaves, but they will not bear fruit. Only these five are fruit-bearing. Well, how do you know? I planted them. And I will let you know which ones they are. Now, you need to invest in these five. You can do all of them. That's fine. But you better go A+ on these five. to care for, to fertilize, to invest in, to take time with, to make sure that they're strong. If these five go down, you can have all the rest, fine, you will die. But if you will take time with these five, make sure that they're healthy, you'll have all the fruit you need. Even though some of these others may brown, these are most important. And you understand, you need to establish what's not up for sale and for this season of your life, what's most important, and you invest in those. You have to get A-plus in those. If you're a student, you may have some that are similar to mine, but yours may be different. For this season, it's to study and it's to do well, because that's your ministry right now. If you're a student at the wherever, HPU or UH or whatever college you're going to, if God has accorded that to you for this season of your life, that's your ministry. You are to do well there. That's given to you by God to excel in, just like God would give someone else a job or a career to do well in that or that position. He's given this to you as your season. That should be one of yours. Now, you got to do well in that. So if someone says, hey, come and let's sit on the beach and, you know, play with sand crabs or whatever, just say, you know, I'd like to, but I've got to study. What? Yeah, I'm going to study. And you tenaciously stay in that. Because you see, you can get D pluses out here, but you better get A in those five. If you're a mom and you have children, that should be one, because this is a season that you've got to do well with those kids. Even though you used to hang around with girls and go shopping and go mauling and going to the mall and mauling, killing people, going to the mall, or you're at the Red Hat Society or whatever, and then you can't because the kids wear you out and say, I hate these kids because I can't be in the Red Hat Society. Forget it. You tell the Red Hatters, forget it. For this season, these are the most important things in my life. And you can do a D plus out there so long as you do A over here. But you know what we do? Sometimes we keep the A plus out here and go D plus over here. We wonder why our life is so out of balance. You've got to establish what those five trees are and give everything you got to it and be tenacious. Just last night, a guy came and he had this precious little 9-10 month old baby in his arms and waited for a long time. And when I got to him, he said, you know, you may not remember me, but 2 years ago, he said, this is just last night, 2 years ago, I had an affair at my workplace and my wife found out and we were about ready to divorce and I had one child already and I didn't want that. I was so sorry. I didn't want to be a part of this other lady's life and just terrible. My wife wanted a divorce and oh man, it was just terrible. My life was getting torn up and I called you and I said, what should I do? And you said to me, quit your job. Get out of that job because of what woman was there in his workplace. He said, but I make a lot of money. Doesn't matter. It'll never match up to the treasure of a family that you've begun. You invest in what's most important and quit that job and watch what God will do. And it'll also communicate to your wife that you're serious about rebuilding. If you stay there and connect with her every day, doesn't matter. You're communicating wrongly. Invest in what's most important. You got one life to do it. Do it well. And he said, I just want you to know that I did. I quit my job. And I went to work some other place. God is providing. And he said, and our marriage got back together. And he showed me his baby. And he said, and here's my new baby. He was just so pleased. I said, good for you. Good for you. You got to know which trees are marked. Otherwise, you won't know what to say yes to and what you are to say no to. So the first is you make sure that you decide what is not up for a vote. And then would you write down then number two? Then make daily progress to what's most important. Make daily progress toward what's most important. Daily. Let's read what it says in Hebrews 2 and verse 1. Go. We must pay much closer attention to what we have heard. Why? So that we do not drift away from it. We all will have a tendency to drift away. So you've got to make daily progress. Here's what I do. I want to show you the computer, a new computer I bought right here. Really nice, super cheap too, man. Oh, it's fast, faster than your computer. Oh yeah, you want to, don't believe it? Watch this. Boot up, boot down. Boot up, boot down. Fast, huh? Like I don't run out of batteries ever. Now, I keep my schedule on this, but I want you to see something. I don't know if you can see it from that distance, but I want you to see something up in the left corner. You see that little marking right there? Those are my five most important things. This is back in, I don't know what month this is. June. And so, watch this. Now, see anything similar? Voila. Okay, watch this. Okay, see that again? Okay, watch next month. Okay, even coming up. See the same thing over there? Watch this next month. Oh, huh? Mada arimasu yo. Wa, sugoi. Wa, eh? Bikkuri shimasu, mada. Wa, sugoi. Yeah, you see, what I do is every single month, I write those things in. And now I don't do a cut and paste thing. I actually take time to write them in and color it in because I've got to indelibly set this, imprint it on my mind so it works into the, and integrates into the very fabric of who I am from just the redundancy of writing it again and again and again, and it keeps me cognizant of it every single day, every month. I look at it, I write it in, and then as I'm going through my planner, I'm making sure that I'm doing something daily towards the investment of those five trees in my orchard. Because those are the only fruit-bearing trees there are. The rest are ornamental. Because in the end, that's what's going to be most important. That's what's going to bear the most fruit. And so I write those down and I make sure I'm moving daily. In fact, write down in that bullet, do one thing daily towards that. One thing daily towards this. I write it in every single month, again and again. Because after writing it so many times, what it does is it becomes, after redundance, it becomes just a part of me so that at a drop of a hat, I can tell you what those five things are. And after a while, I don't even think about what they are. They're so in me that every decision I make, everything that I do, I'm bouncing it off of those. Am I contributing to that or am I being distracted from that? Is it getting me closer to this or further away? And then as I do one thing daily towards that, whether I take my wife out for dinner as a date, or I call up my son, or take time to do this, or do my devotions in the morning, or just take time to enjoy life with family and friends. There's no guilt to that. I'm tenacious about it, and I go for that thing with a rabid fortitude, and I know I'm doing something daily. Now watch this. If you do something daily towards those, after 1 year, you will have done 360 plus things towards what's most important in your life. Do you understand? The success rate goes sky high, and the fruitfulness of your life increases immeasurably. We must pay much closer attention to these things lest we drift away from it. So I keep those before me and I do one thing daily. Now, you got to remember this. The reason it's so important, in the end, God will not hold you accountable for what you've done as much as He will hold you accountable for how much of what He's asked you to do that you've done. Because you can do a lot of stuff, but it could be extra credit into ornamental trees. But if you don't have the bases covered, God won't hold you accountable for what you've done as much as how much of what He's asked you to do that you've done. Because that's where the fruitfulness comes from. And that's where freedom is going to be found. So then would you write down a number three? Number three is then when you establish what's not up for sale, so you get off the auction block, then find rest in staying true to what's most important. Find rest. When I invest in those five things, I do it without guilt. If I'm doing something to invest in that financially or time-wise, I find rest in that. I find plenty of rest because I know what God's asked me to do and I ain't up for sale. And there's a rest. In fact, let's read again what Jeremiah 6 says, just to remind ourselves of it. Go. Thus says the Lord, stand by the ways and see and ask for the ancient paths where the good way is and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. Ah, that's where freedom comes from. Yep. To know what's not for sale, and I step off the auction block. And look what Jesus said in the New Testament. Read it with me. Go. Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart, and you will find rest. Hebrews 11, Hall of Fame, Heaven's Hall of Fame. That's where men and women end up, where they know what God's asked them to do and they give their life to it. And they are so, so fruitful. Now, in America, we have lots of halls of fames. Do you know that? I mean, if I said something like Canton, Ohio, that's the home of the Hall of Fame of what? Yes, football. If I said, here's another one, just to test you. Cooperstown, New York is the home of the Hall of Fame of? Very good, baseball. Since you're so smart, let's try a few more. The place of the Hall of Fame for rock and roll. Very good, Cleveland, Ohio, yes. All right, Hall of Fame for basketball. Springfield, Massachusetts, very good. Here's an easy one, country music. Nashville, Tennessee, that's right. How's about golf? No, not Hilo, Hawaii. Yes, St. Augustine, Florida. Bicycling Hall of Fame? Somerville, New Jersey. And there's halls of fame, like hundreds of them. Did you know that there's a Hall of Fame for bowling, for cowboys, cowgirls, clowns, I made it in, jugglers, mascots, even streakers. Yes, Pastor Elwin made it in too. Yes. It's amazing. Now, those might be fine for the applause of men, but I tell you what, there's one Hall of Fame for the halls of heaven. And that's where men and women find out what's most important, integrated into their lives, and it's not up for a vote. And when a season passes, God puts new ones into your life because these will change from season to season. But these are so integrated into my life now that they're no longer up for a vote. And then I do this one and I integrate this. And you know what that is? That's how you build your house upon a rock. That the winds blow and the rains fall and you'll not be shaken. And when men and women are those kinds of people, they're the ones who are free. And they end up in the Hall of Faith, and you'll get a call from heaven on your ringtone, and you'll hear a voice say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." I want to be there when God calls, don't you? Amen. Amen. Let's stand together as we conclude. We're going to pray and then we'll sing our final song together. Now, don't forget your homework. So sometime this afternoon or tomorrow or tonight, just write down, what do you think? And look at my examples. But for this season of your life, what are things that are not up for sale? And you're going to put everything you have towards it, because that's, in the end, what will be where the fruit comes from. You can do D plus, C minus, and other things, but we're going to do A plus in these. Stay with that. You'll never regret it. Let me pray for you. Thanks, Lord, for a wonderful family called New Hope. We ask your blessings on each and every person here. Help us to be people who you call and say, "Well done." May we build our house upon a rock by integrating what's most important to our lives, so that every decision we make, every plan we make begins to match, and we don't drift because we ain't up for sale. We are free in Christ. And it doesn't matter, Lord, what the pay will be or penalty will be. These are not up for a vote. Even though I walk through the fire or the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Lord, thank you for anointing us and helping us to be a people who can proclaim, "Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, for I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." May it be so, in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you thank the Lord with a clap offering? Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your grace.
I will worship you. Yeah.
give somebody a hug on your way out.
Just heard the conclusion of a message entitled Finding Freedom and Rest in What's Most Important by Pastor Wayne Cordero of New Hope Christian Fellowship in Honolulu. Thank you for listening to Words of New Hope. Until next time, for Pastor Wayne Cordero, this is Del Gibbs wishing you a great day in the Lord and aloha.